10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, I'm going to make this video very simple. I'm going to use the words of the President of the United States just to show how desperate, delusional, and insane this administration is. The President and the Republicans around him are trying to pull off a stunt that would normally be laughed out of any civics classroom in an instant. They are trying to rig the midterms, not even secretly. They are brazenly trying to do it through extra legal means. They're arguing that it's legal, but the way they're disenfranchising minorities by redistricting is straight up illegal. So Donald Trump sent out a slew of Truth Social posts at the middle of the night. The first one reads, "It's midnight," in all exclamations. "Billions of dollars in tariffs are now flowing in to the United States of America. And here lies the problem." Here you begin to see why Donald Trump and Republicans need to lie to rig the midterms, need to redistrict in a mid-cycle. It's because their policies are dog shit. How are you going to claim that billions of dollars of tariffs are flowing into the United States when the tariffs are collected at the border by Customs and Border Protection when the shipments arrive? On arrival of the goods, that's when the tariffs are smacked and the American companies have to pay. Therefore, the American consumers have to pay. So when he says it's midnight, billions of dollars in tariffs are flowing in, it makes it crystal clear why they have to rig the midterms, why they have to play dirty, and why they can't win elections normally. Then it gets more scary. I mean, he sends a lot of posts. We're going to go through all of them. But then he says, "I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on a modern-day facts and figures, and importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. People who are in the country illegally will not be counted in the census. Thank you for your attention to this matter." This is not a drill. He's attempting to force a mid-decade redistricting when you're not supposed to do that. This is not only unprecedented. Not only does this not happen, it is deeply anti-democratic for the president to force a census in the middle of the decade. Generally, the census happens every 10 years, at the beginning of the decade or the end, whichever way you want to slice it. The census happens every 10 years. That's not some suggestion. It's in the Constitution. It's how you decide your congressional districts and how you allocate funds, right? So Donald Trump decides to force a mid-cycle redistricting to skew the midterms in his favor before one vote is even counted. And really quickly, I just want to say, that's why we have to continue to push back relentlessly. Make sure you subscribe to this channel, and I'll be doing a live event in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd. If you live in or around Omaha, click the top link in the description. The last event was so much fun. This one will be with Senator Warren and Representative Maxwell Frost. It's called Win Back the House. What does this say? F around and flip the house. Maybe I'll bring some Mockler Media merch to Omaha and pass it out. But either way, I digress. Sorry. Let's continue to talk about Trump, the Department of Commerce, and the new census. So there are a lot of problems that we can point out here. First of all, he's doing it in a mid-decade, a mid-cycle. You're not supposed to do that. Secondly, he admits here they're going to do the census based on voter data, not on population data. You're supposed to do it based on the population, but he's doing it based on the results of the 2024 election. Meaning they are going to look at districts that went overwhelmingly red and change the map based on those districts. It gets even worse. Trump then openly says, quote, "People who are in our country illegally will not be counted." That's not just unconstitutional, but that's a fundamental attack on what a census even is. The Constitution very specifically and clearly says that the census counts all persons in the United States, not just citizens, but persons, not just people who voted for him in red districts, not just white people, but everyone. That is the point, having a census of the country. I mean, Trump claims that we don't have accurate data on how many people are here illegally, then he doesn't want to do a census that gives us accurate data. at all. He's just lying and he wants it both ways. But in the same way that the Fifth Amendment says due process applies to all persons, not citizens, but persons, the same thing happens with the census. So this isn't about accuracy. This is about rigging the midterms in his favor. And it's because, sorry, just to bring it back, it is because he's placing insane tariffs that will hurt consumers that have already hurt consumers. It's because these ICE deportations are not going after criminals. They're not. They are taking funds that are meant for criminals, and they are deporting people who are working. People who are contributing to their society, want to make the country better, came here just to build a family. They want to follow the proper processes and the laws, and ICE targets them. It makes me sick to my stomach, but okay. After Trump tweeted about tariffs in the middle of the night, and he sent a bunch of random posts. At midnight, he also said, reciprocal tariffs take effect at midnight tonight. Billions of dollars, largely from countries that have taken advantage of the United States for many years, laughing all the way, will start flowing into the USA. The only thing that can stop America's greatness would be a radical left court that wants to see our country fail. A radical left court. We've fallen so far from grace. Any court that wants to check the president is now immediately politicized. Could you imagine if during the Obama era, Obama tried to pass some law or executive order and a court said, hold up, we're going to pause this right here because there are certain procedures in place. And rather than Obama going, okay, that's the process. I mean, that's totally fine. Obama was like, this radical right court that's bought off by all the radical Republicans like Mitt Romney. No, no one's attacking the institutions other than Trump and other than Republicans in this modern day. He then tweets about Iran. He says, now that the nuclear arsenal being created by Iran has been totally obliterated, it is very important that all Middle Eastern countries join the Abraham Accords. Mind you, even his own intelligence agencies don't think they were entirely obliterated. It then gets worse. I can just keep going all day. It then gets worse. He tweeted out an hour ago, tariffs are flowing into the USA at levels not thought possible. Yeah, no one thought this level of idiocy was possible. Nobody thought that you tax American consumers as high. This is like placing a 30% tax on all Americans and then going, wow, I didn't realize money would be flowing in at this level if you effing tax every single American. Yeah, of course, you're taking this money from Americans, from American companies, and it's going to manifest in a very, very brutal way as the products that are being tariffed are placed on the shelves as things progress. So he continues to lie. He continues to misrepresent what tariffs are. And let me remind you, he has to lie about his polling numbers. He has to lie about the midterms and tariffs because he doesn't have a strong policy platform that helps the American people. When you're tariffing countries en masse, hurting American people, when you pass this big disastrous budget bill that takes Medicaid away, hurting the American people, you're going to have to redistrict. You're going to have to lie about the polls a bit. He then tweeted out, an hour ago, the CEO of Intel is highly conflicted and must resign immediately. There is no other solution to this problem. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Dude, the president of the United States should not be openly calling for CEOs to resign on his social media platform because he doesn't like what they say. Trump and Republicans are making the claim that the Intel CEO has more ties to the Chinese government than the US government. And listen, I haven't researched it that much. I'm naturally skeptical of anything that Donald Trump says. But if you think that a CEO has like dual loyalty, you do some sort of investigation or you try to make sure that there are checks in place. You don't just unilaterally call for him to resign on your Truth Social like that does anything. It's the same way that Trump will tweet out asking Vladimir Putin to stop bombing Ukraine. If you have proof of a conflict of interest, then open an investigation or present that proof. But it is absurd and dangerous for the president of the United States to impulsively call for CEOs to resign on their personal social media account, therefore putting executive pressure on them, or there are a bunch of implicit implications there, like with tariffs and with other ways that these companies could be punished. So I want to finish off with this clip of Jessica Tarlov on Fox News, rolling the entire table, just educating the entire table about why this mid-cycle redistricting is to cement power and is not normal. It's not normal at all. Take a look.
How terrible you guys are.
I'm not in the mood, and it's not true. So, yes, the
so
map
don't,
looks...
You don't jerry around with your districts?
We don't do mid-cycle redistricting.
You just did in New York.
No, we have never gone in the middle...
And then she got slapped down by a judge.
We have never
just
mid-cycle redistricted.
You just did it in 2024.
At the behest of the president asking for five seats like he asked for all of those votes way back in Georgia. And it's interesting you're using, you hear this from the right, oh, look at Massachusetts. And I think Trump said he got like 40% of the vote or something there. And they don't have a Republican seat. But the GOP governor was the one who signed off on those lines, and they had a bipartisan commission to do this. Sometimes Republicans just don't win, and sometimes Democrats just don't win. It doesn't mean that everything has to be so wildly unfair. But even Ari Fleischer posted about this, which I appreciated, saying, I want to win five more seats, but even politics must have rules. Gerrymandering should be done once every 10 years. Check back in 2032 when this would be appropriate.
She's citing a Republican saying, quote, even politics must have rules, which is absurd. Politics is built off of rules or norms, some of them unspoken, which Republicans take advantage of at every single turn, as we see right now. But Jesse Waters and other MAGA Republicans keep playing this annoying game where they point to random maps. They'll go, look at this Texas map. Look at this district. This is clear gerrymandering of a Democratic district. And people keep pointing out, Republicans drew this map. A Republican governor signed off on this specific map because they were gerrymandering in their favor, and you're making the reverse argument. So if Republicans want to ban gerrymandering countrywide en masse in every single state, then we can have that conversation. But if they're going to continue to go lower and lower, then I don't want to hear them whine and cry when Democrats play the same game. Let's leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make, subscribe below. Go RSVP to the Omaha, Nebraska trip below. Let's continue to be aggressive, relentless, and push back with the truth. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.